How was that, Phoebe?
Oh my god. We just need to like record me doing it over and over and over again, and then have someone make a mega mix. That's like the best version. We just play that.
That would be.
I'm gonna get vocal nodules if I keep doing this.
You're right.
I'm just kidding. It's healthy. Hey, how dare you? It's healthy.
Just some morning craft.
Turn on
no,
off.
I'm not going on it, but I did open
you
my.
You are literally going on no, the Minecraft app.
I was, but I'm getting something
you
open.
You lost your mind.
But I am.
You're what?
I'm about to get something else open.
I thought you were about to say, I'm just getting something. getting what? What could you possibly be getting from your imaginary block world? We are your hosts. Welcome. Oh my God. I'm just starting over. Okay. Scrap it. I mean, you can keep it, but scrap it. Hello. And it's really because they want to hear that more.
Oh my God. Just say it.
Welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name's Phoebe.
And my name's Caroline. Are you happy?
Yeah.
You don't seem happy. You actually seem full of disdain. What else is new? I think we are going to get a massive echo because we are recording IRL.
It just is going to have to be what it is. Sorry, guys.
Guys.
I didn't have time to put acoustic panels up in this room.
And honestly, our dad would have killed us. And honestly we wouldn't have done it even if we did. Our dad would have freaking killed us. If we didn't do it for Sarah Shepard, we are not doing it for you. Okay? I actually have like loads and loads and loads to discuss.
Then let's get to it.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to say is, okay, I'm going to start a war. Right now with you. I'm not going to start a war, but you're going to want to start a war. Someone else started a war.
What on earth?
Someone you like a lot started a war.
What?
Paul Mescal started a war.
Oh.
Oh, you know what I'm about to say?
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I had the misfortune of listening to the Vile Files this morning.
Ugh.
And
that was a choice you made.
It was a choice I made.
I want to be clear. It's well, not like Caroline turned on the TV and every channel.
It's because Ego Nuotum's on it.
Oh,
and so I wanted to.
Ego, why?
But like, I was like, why are you on
this?
You
haven't even been on Lost Cult.
And then they were talking about like the Luke Bryan stuff. Is it Luke
Zach
Bryan?
Zach Bryan.
I always say Luke Bryan.
And that's fine.
They were talking about that. And I was like, well, we're about to like go talk about pop culture. So maybe. And you know what? I did have some talking points. So good thing I listened because I sent you two angry voice memos about Justin. Did you listen?
Yeah, I did.
Guys. Justin, the Gen Z correspondent in the Vile Files, obnoxious.
Oh my God.
He thought the song 16 going on 17 was 13 going on 30.
I will.
From the Sound of Music.
Here's what I'm going to say, Caroline.
Phoebe.
It's not that I would ever make that mistake, but it's not. That's not like his worst thing he's ever done.
Okay, well, I think.
If I've seen the film Sound of Music a couple times, but I am not a theater person, so 13 going on 30 might be at more of the forefront of my mind, I might get those songs
then
confused.
Why did he lead with Edelweiss?
I mean, that's a good point.
It's a good point.
But that is like unmistakably, there's not like something to mistake that for.
Let me make it worse.
Okay.
What if I think he did it on purpose? What if I think he said 13 going on 30 to be funny?
Now that I believe.
I believe that. And it's like either way, deplorable. Despicable, deplorable. Okay. But Paul Mescal recently spoke something that I think is going to personally hurt you. He said, Phoebe Connell will never be my girlfriend. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry to come in with violence this morning, but it says Phoebe Connell will never be my girlfriend.
He texted Caroline specifically.
Oh, sorry. Exclusively. Okay, so I guess
we could be open.
Yeah, if you're down to have an OR, then I think you'll be okay. All right, you ready for this? This is what Paul Mescal said in an interview recently. Over the last few years, people have been talking about films as content. That's a filthy word. It's not content. It's fucking work. Excuse me? He lost me 100% with that.
100%?
A filthy word? A filthy word? Okay, first of all, making a podcast is making content. I'll be the first to say it's freaking work. Okay, you guys? How dare you? That is such like a nasty thing to say. He's gonna get major backlash.
I haven't seen anything about that. And
are you defending him?
Because
you're
a
content creator.
Because I'm gonna defend him.
Why?
So I just
what is there to defend here?
I don't want to be mad at him. So.
Okay, but did you hear the words I said?
Yeah. It sucks.
And how do they make you feel? Yes.
But I still love him. This is not gonna lose.
Why? Just because he's hot? Looks are everything to you.
Nobody's.
So what I'm hearing those looks are literally everything.
No,
to you.
But he's also like, I do think he's a good guy, and I just
you know nothing about him except what I know now.
I know more than that.
Content's a filthy word. Gracie Abrams, talk to your man.
I wonder if they're still together.
Well, I hope they're not. I hope she has some self-respect and she said, I'm outie. She said, content is filthy.
Content creators are exclusively bringing my songs to number one.
No, literally. She was like, do you know how many Get Ready With Me's have been but done with That's So True in the back?
Here's all I'll say. And we're probably going to disagree and I'm probably going to sound pretentious and defensive of him. But
as long as you know.
I do think that, like, I think there was a way to make that statement without downplaying the work of making content. But I do think that, like,
how would you have said it?
I would have talked more about how, like, I don't, like, a film shouldn't be looked at the same way that a TikTok
is
looked at.
But a film is, by definition, content.
But not by, the connotation has changed now. So, like, I feel like I understand what he means where, like, and especially because so many movies are being pumped out purely for the sake, a lot of the time, I feel like, content. Of making content.
And frankly, Paul, if the price is right, you'll do it.
What are you talking about?
If the price is right, he'll do a show that's being churned out for content. Like, I promise. What? I'm saying he will do it. Will means like in the future.
Yeah.
I didn't say he has done. I actually have never seen him in anything. So that's how much I care about Paul Mescal. But I care about him for you until now. He offended me. That's evil. Do you know how many hours I pour into making content every day? You don't. Just kidding. But that is work. It's work. I also, like, my job is social media. So it's also like, it is work. I get paid to do it 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
And then I don't get paid to do it for like another 8 hours a day. I'm just kidding. But I'm not who is being talked about. I'm just like trying to be funny. But like, I do think that's like such a nasty thing to say.
I think you definitely should have.
What about, like, I'm thinking about my friend Addie, who like creates her own shows and puts one on every single month.
But I don't think that's what
that's content. But she then records it and puts it on TikTok as little bits.
But I think that what conflating people like Alex Earle to actors.
Well, that's fucked up.
I don't think that. I mean, that's not. You can't. They're not the same.
I just
it's
think
different
it's
kinds
such
of
an,
work.
Like, elitist.
It does sound elitist. He should have said it differently, but I understand the headspace a little bit of what he's saying.
If I put myself in a really pretentious headspace, I can kind of see where he got there, but I cannot understand the putting these words together and saying them out loud in an interview. Like, I can't understand that. So that's my feelings on Paul Mescal. And I think when I put it like that, it makes perfect sense to you. I actually saw it on your face make perfect sense when I just said all
okay.
that. I feel like I did. I feel like it wrote on your head. Oh. So anyway, that's what I think about that. But I didn't realize he was in the new Gladiator movie. I mean, that's a rough quote.
It is a rough quote.
And I just don't get it because you know people can hear you, right? That's where I'm like, these people like Chaperone, for example. People can see you. I saw the tweet that was like, okay, we've cut her a lot of slack. I think she does not know what it means to be famous. She does not know what being a famous person means.
You know that there was a tweet one time that was like, I feel like Aubrey Plaza is an alien who invaded Earth and then accidentally got famous. And so she...
Wicked vibes.
So she just had to like stay and like be a human.
Love that.
That's Chapel vibes kind of. Like, yes. She's just here. She doesn't really know, like,
except,
what's
like,
going
Chapel,
on.
Except, like, Chapel, you fought tooth and nail to, like, be here also is the other thing. Aubrey Plaza just, like, truly, as you're saying, plopped down on the earth on the set of Parks
Which,
and Rec.
Which, by the
day.
Way, guys, she's so fucking good. I watched the movie My Old Ass last... Well, actually, I my Wi-Fi shut off 20 minutes after
my
the movie.
Wi-Fi. Okay, this is good to know because did I think for a second somebody was fucking with me to make me go to bed?
Me too. Me too. I thought there was someone in this house that turned the Wi-Fi off because I also went up to my bedroom and my lamp was unplugged. I think I just knocked it out of the socket. But, but
you were so clumsy.
But you can't imagine my fear when I lean down to turn my lamp on and I realize that it's unplugged. I'm like, oh my god, the Wi-Fi's off. They're trying to disarm me.
Actually,
they're trying to disorient me.
One more thing out of place, and I would have not have slept in this house.
So I did push my dresser in front of my door just in case. Just in case.
I can't believe you were not even going to tell me that. Unless we got here with the oh, that's rich. Oh, mom, did you hear that? Okay, Hercules. Wait, how did you get it all the way to the door? Because there's that one floorboard that's like down below all the rest of the floorboards. So
Dad
I imagine when you're
it.
Pushing the dresser, it got stuck.
Dad fixed it.
oh. He goes, Phoebe, you can dance all you want. I fixed it for you.
One time, I might have told this story before, but one time I was home alone. And I'm not even, this isn't even the floorboard story. I just came up with a new one to tell.
Okay, and I was going to say, well, Phoebe, you weren't alone. You weren't home alone during that story. So this is one I've never heard.
No, I think you have heard this. And I was dancing before I got into the shower. And I was dancing to Hairspray.
I get it.
And I hit the ground so hard.
You fell to the ground?
Foot. No, like,
were
I
you
like,
naked?
I like jumped. And I like
jumped. What kind of a jump? Can you describe the jump? How much air are we talking?
The ball of my foot hit the tile so hard that I thought I broke my foot, and Mom and I had to go get an X-ray.
You know what? I don't know that story, and there's a reason I don't know that story. It's because when I hurt the ball of my foot, Mom made me dance on it for 7 months before she took me to get an X-ray. So when it happened to you, she was like, we'd better just go. She's like, I
didn't tell anybody about it for a couple days, and then the foot continued to like
hurt,
be
really
in pain
bad.
And I was like, what if I mean, that's hard flooring. What if I shattered the ball of my foot?
You know, famously, Anthony Kiedis and I have had the same foot surgery, a sesamoidectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because he jumps around like a crazy person. He has the only way. So guys, underneath like your big toe, there are these two little bones.
Okay, we're a med podcast now.
Okay, welcome to
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. Remember I told you that story about the brain surgeon who played Scrooge?
Yes.
Okay, well, that we're continuing on that now. Just that same sort of like thing.
Right.
With med school.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, there are two little bones underneath your big toe that are called like your sesamoids. But I famously love to call them your sesamoids. Although size doesn't matter. We all know that. Sorry, Phoebe. You're making me feel self-conscious about how like skitter scatter my brain's going.
Skitter scatter.
You're making me feel self-conscious about
it. Just keep going, dude.
But I don't want to because you keep looking at me like, ew.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening.
She's like, that's just my genuine reactions to what you're saying. Oh my God. Yeah, I wasn't questioning if you heard me. I know. So anyway, the sesamoid bones, they're these two little baby teeny things. They're two little like pebbles, basically. And they control a lot of your balance, I think, too.
Hmm.
So anyway, if you bang around on the ball of your foot a lot, they'll break. And so I completely shattered one of mine doing dances and stuff. And then they had to remove it piece by piece. Piece by piece. And then I found out Anthony Kiedis had that.
Caroline's
and I
was
like, I
was
knew
really
I
off.
Loved the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It is in that foot.
Caroline used to walk around the Mount Lebanon High School hallways like.
I kind of did. I was an elevator key girl. That's right. For like most of my life.
Oh, I know.
That was so cool, too.
But you know, you don't have the energy of the knee brace girl, but you know who does?
Who?
Our mother.
Holy shit. Fighting fucking words.
I think Lily and I have said that to her before. And she laughs because she knows it's true.
Can you describe it to those who might not be familiar with this phenomenon?
You guys know the girl in high school who always had a fucking knee brace on and probably more often than not didn't have an elevator key but acted like she needed one. Like there was maybe like one.
She's like, can somebody carry me up
there
the steps?
There was probably like one
I'm
week.
On the second floor. I need to go to the sixth floor of Spanish.
Like one week of her injury where she probably did have the elevator key. And then she had to give the elevator
key. And then they're like, well, you're better now. Back. I love when they determine, like, okay, we only have three elevator keys. And somebody is completely unable to walk. Somebody stepped their toe. And somebody is just lazy.
And it is, like, we do, like, we're not the kind of school where if you do have, like, a regular injury that doesn't necessarily, like, in this case, wouldn't grant you the elevator key. We're not in a small school.
No, no, no.
So if you need an elevator key even a little bit, in this school, you need it a lot.
You need it a lot, yeah. Stakes are high. Stakes are raised.
Anthony and I were talking about how massive the high school was the other day. And just, like, how, like, especially, I think it probably feels massive to y'all still now. But I feel like y'all's high school felt, like,
way bigger.
Well, not necessarily bigger, but I just feel like the depths of the high school went deeper.
So, like, Phoebe and I went to the same high school, but did we?
Did we?
Because we both went to Mount Lebanon High School, which you guys should know. And
you guys are taking notes.
I graduated in 2013. When did you graduate?
2019.
And when I graduated, the school was a complete and utter
construction zone.
Shit show. Okay. It was also like kids are like allowed to have their phones now in school.
You weren't?
Oh no. When I got my phone taken from me and I had to produce the greatest performance of my life to get it back without detention. Have I ever told this story? Okay, fine. I will. I was texting somebody. Okay. It was a boy.
Okay, fine.
It was a boy that didn't go to the school and I'm texting. I'm walking to dance in school and I'm walking down the hallway going to the auditorium entrance. Okay. And I'm walking and I look up. Mrs. Wagner.
Oh, she was tough.
Is standing, and her son was in my grade. She and he was like tough. The class clown. So I was like, how does this make sense? Anyway, I look, I'm like on my phone, so I'm not looking up, obviously. And it's also like, I'm going to dance. You have extra time to get there because like you're changing in the beginning of class. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like all the hallways were clear. Nobody was there. I was like the last person going. So I'm walking to class on my phone. I look up. At the end of the hallway is Mrs.
Is
Wagner.
She just standing with her hand on her freaking hip?
Yes. Hand on her hip. Other hand out.
She took your phone?
She took my phone. She puts her hand out like this. And then it's like a long stretch of like, I'm walking to her for like 30 more seconds. And she has to hold the pose. And I have to be like, wait, how do I get out? There's no other door. Windows? Oh. Locked. I was like, oh my God, I'm a dead woman. I am a dead girl walking.
Yeah, she was tough. I remember when I toured the high school for the first time, like when we were eighth graders and went, and I seen some guy walk out of the bathroom just like on his phone, and I was like, what is this place?
You were like, this place rocks.
This place is so cool. I literally told mom that story when I got home. I was like, I saw someone just like walk out on their phone.
It's
like,
cool that you thought that was a cool thing. I used to think it was cool that people could use pens and didn't have to use pencils. They don't make mistakes in high school. Famously.
But I just feel like in y'all's high school, it was like especially the fine arts wing, it just kept going back
and back. I love that.
And wait, now it's like a little bit more concentrated.
Probably. I haven't really like been in every corner of the school since they changed it up.
That's crazy.
Wait, I have to finish a story. So I get to the end of the hall and I'm like, oh my God. And also I'm the polite girl. Okay, every teacher thinks I'm polite, so this is not part of my character arc.
She always had the inner, because, like, I was similar. Like, I...
Yeah.
I mean, I never got in trouble. But she did, like... There would be... The percussion kids would always stay after school.
Yeah.
But, like, especially if I had a lesson at 3:30. Like, I would have a... School would get out at 3:03.
Yeah.
And I had a lesson at 3:30.
She's like, what the hell are you doing?
I'm not
here?
Leaving the school.
Yeah.
And I would be like waiting either like at the top of center court or like in the little vestibules by the percussion rooms. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, you need to get out of here.
She'd be like, did you know lollygagging is a punishable offense?
And I literally am like, kids would be there practicing and she would tell them to leave.
She's
and
like, hide. Like, I don't care. She's like, let me see you hide. I was, oh my God. So I walk up to her with my phone and I say, I'm sorry. And she said, me too. I'll never. I know.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's like so. It's like I'm also crying. I'm already crying. I don't know what's going to happen to me. She takes it and leaves. And I'm like, well, where are you going? Like, so I go to class and I'm hysterical. Like, I am like, oh, my God. Crying.
Your friends are like, girl, that's nothing.
I was like, it was like some of the girls in that dance class are like, horrible's gonna happen. So I'm running around. I find one of my friend's older sisters in the hall. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm a freshman. I was like, oh my God, my phone got taken. And they're like, who took it? You're gonna be fine. Who took it? And I was like, Mrs. Wagner. They're like, oh,
you're never
they're
seeing
like,
that again.
You're gonna get a detention. And I was like, no. They're like, a Saturday. I was like, no. Oh my God. I was like, that's not an option. Like, you don't get it. I cannot. I mean, Saturday.
Nothing sends adrenaline coursing through my veins more than having to tell mom and dad I have a Saturday detention.
I have dance class at 9. And if I tell them I have to miss that for detention.
And that's not even the scariest part.
I know. But like, I just was like, there's no sneaking and getting to the school and mom doesn't know where I am. She's going to be like, time to go to dance. And I'm going to be like, actually, time to go to jail. Like, that's actually what I'm going to say. So they're like, okay, yeah, you're fucked. Like, she's...
You're fucked.
And I was like, that's not an option. So, now it's like third period. And I was like...
Day ruined. You're not learning a thing
well,
today.
Well, I was like, all right, then. I guess we'll just go for it. So...
I guess we'll just go
I go down
go
to the principal's
what?
Office. And I'm sobbing. I have a sob story like you wouldn't believe. And I was just like, I need to be on my phone. Like, I need to have my phone. And they're like, all right, come back every period. You can check your phone. And I was like, perfect. So I went
back. And hey, guys, that's an addiction.
I went back every period to check my phone. Anyway, I went back at the end of the day and he gave me my phone back and I didn't get a detention because I told an insane sob story and I cried like a bitch. Anyway, so that is the story of when I got my phone taken in high school.
I never got mine taken away.
That was the only time. It was the worst. I mean, but I did graduate with no detention. So like whatever it takes is the more is the message here. Like whatever it takes. Okay. To not get a detention.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Did you know that they changed the charger for iPhones?
Yeah. Because now anytime I'm in Callie's car, I can't plug my phone
in. Well, I had that. I watched a TikTok about that this morning and they were like, what do you mean the phone has been out for like 2 seconds? What do you mean I'm going to people's houses already? And they're like, I don't have the lightning charger anymore. He's like, what do you mean? We keep the iPhone box for 10 years after we get the fucking phone. Yeah. The second you get the new one, you throw the old charger away?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That is, also, give it to somebody.
Do you not think about your company coming over who might need a charger?
Guess not. Guess they're not trying to be good hosts.
However, thank God we're making the ultimate switch to the USB-C, which is the superior core.
Why do you think that?
Because everything uses it and everything was using it before. They tried to make that happen with the original, like what the Android used to use, which had like, it was like a rhombus shape.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work.
It's
this
just
one,
not that one. I keep getting it fucked up.
This one is the best one.
I keep the rhombus shape. Here's a problem. If you put it in upside down, it doesn't go in. The rhombus shape is specific. Let's talk about the substance. So Phoebe, shocker, Phoebe's pretentious little mind. She's like, this is the art Paul Mescal's talking about.
No. I think that it was still pretty campy, but I really enjoyed the way that it was filmed.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little gory, obviously.
Yeah, and it's funny because as I was texting you, I realized Phoebe wouldn't watch Grey's Anatomy for like years because of the gore.
And now I have.
And now she's like, The Substance, that's nothing. You guys, here's, okay.
Spoilers for the, we're going to talk about it candidly.
Spoilers. A few things. Number one, it's 15 hours long.
I didn't feel like, I honestly, until the last 15 minutes, I felt like it was perfect.
Well, and I think that's where I was just like, okay, like stop trying to be Quentin Tarantino. Like, you know what I mean? I just felt like out of nowhere, we get this bloodbath, which seemed different. Like it just was like, okay, a little long.
Mm-hmm.
After we get it. Like we get the gore thing after we watched Margaret Qualley come out of Demi Moore's back.
Yeah.
Like we get it, you know? Also, I didn't realize it was a prerequisite to take the substance to go to med school. You have to be a surgeon.
And also, like, sorry, there's no instructions in that packet.
None.
And then you look at this thing, it's called the stabilizer. If I am doing this and then I start feeling the way Margaret Qualley's feeling,
I'm like, I'm doing it wrong.
No, but I'm also like, I don't know what the stabilizer fucking is.
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't know where to get it.
Right. Well, I know. And I'm like, at least if you're gonna be a 500-hour movie, show me the instructions. Like, I'll take, just freeze on the instructions for 10 minutes so I can read them.
I thought it was a really like beautifully shot movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like one of the first things I've really seen Demi Moore in. I thought she was amazing.
I'll tell you what, she looks amazing. And I know that. And I know she looks amazing because she was naked the whole time. They are naked. Why is it as soon as they walk in the bathroom, they have to be unclothed completely?
I do wonder that.
I was like, wouldn't she be just more comfortable if you were wearing sweatpants for this?
Like, can't we put like a blanket on her?
I'm like, we're just freezing in here. And they just lay Demi Moore, and it's like Demi Moore's like splayed out lifeless body.
I will say it was a crazy movie. There was a lot of unbelievable stuff. The most unbelievable thing to me was that Margaret Qualley built that room by herself.
Yeah, I thought that was too, especially when I saw her open the door and it's like
seamless.
The perfect clean cut. I was like,
also,
yeah, right.
Also, the ugliest bathroom in American history.
I know. Well, kind of the ugliest house.
I actually thought that they were, that bathroom was, I thought she was had to go first. I like looked away for a second, but I was like,
big mistake.
I was like, she went home. I remember that. But now I'm like, is she back in that, is this bathroom at the alley place?
Mm.
Because it looked so like,
oh.
It looked like it would have matched the aesthetic
yes, it
of
did,
in there.
Very much.
And so I was like, do they have to do it while they're there? And then they just leave the thing, that's what they should fucking do, because then we wouldn't have the problem that we had. We should have little like harvest eggs for the Matrix and then the other
or
one.
Or they should have like,
so that they can't do what Margaret starts to do and taking more stabilizer out of her. and fucking wrecking her life.
Yeah. And sorry, like, this is spoiler. So if you haven't seen The Substance and you're going to, maybe like you can skip this part. But the whole thing is like, you want to be a new person, you want to be young again. So like Elizabeth Sparkle is Demi Moore, and she like takes this substance, and I'm like, you don't ask a single question. You want to be young that bad? I've seen You Want to Be Young for one scene, and you're like just down no matter what. I thought that was bonkers. You get like these, also love the packaging.
Yeah.
Okay, marketing team.
So aesthetic.
It was like so aesthetic. It's very brat. The food looked disgusting. The like, it looked like lard. Like fat from like Super Size Me or something.
Also, when Margaret leaves to go out the second time, and or like she like comes back to check on her because she has to transition in like a couple hours, and she goes to like try to orient the last little bit of food so that it takes longer for her to have it. And she goes, eat slow. And then she leaves, and then she's hooking up with this. And like, this is where I'm like, okay.
I'm like, you have no anxiety. You have no stress.
But this girl doesn't. Certainly doesn't, because she gets to be young.
Except for like, then she's hooking up with this guy and her organs are falling out.
But did that really happen?
I couldn't tell. They never go back to it.
I think that, and then I think that the turkey leg, I think those two, which I did have to look away for.
Yeah, I think why was the food the grossest part?
I think that those two things were like, maybe when they go through the switch, whatever the other one did kind of lingers in your consciousness, so that like, maybe you have like a dream before you wake up, which is what I think happened, especially with the turkey leg. Cause then that's when she wakes up, and that didn't really happen.
Well, I didn't really understand why Demi Moore like decided to make the house just like a full turkey factory for Margaret Qualley that one time.
I mean, she's just so fucking busy.
She's just trying to like make a mess.
Hey, like, Substance, like, why can't we make it so that they just have the same brain?
Well, that's the thing. You're like keeping saying, remember, you're one. It's like, but they are not.
They are not.
They don't know they're one. Demi Moore should have harvested the substance for Margaret while she's lucid and like put it somewhere so that like you get to use what I already got for you. Like, I took the substance out of me for you. So that like,
and then what? But I think the issue is that their bodies are together when, so like,
well,
then,
yeah, I guess that's,
which is why I think that if this customer service rep is listening and is any fucking and wants this thing to work, instead
well, they
of being
don't. They're
being
like, okay, then stop if you're not like, happy with it.
The most unhelpful person on planet Earth.
Again, no instructions, and then people are calling you like asking questions. Like the customer service.
I think
needs
that
an
we
upgrade.
Just need to have eggs for these people to stay in.
Yeah,
you guys are obsessed with eggs.
Yeah, I mean that is like where are you just putting the other body?
And where's the FDA?
Well, I was wondering that too. And I said, no way Elizabeth Sparkle, health nut queen, isn't asking a few questions. I'm sorry. Gwyneth Paltrow would be asking questions.
Oh my God, no.
The substance will be featured on Goop. And she would do a deep dive for everybody.
Say, if the
she
substance?
Would, oh my God, be like one of those articles where they're like, okay, I ate like Kim Kardashian for 7 days. Gwyneth Paltrow's like, okay, I took the substance for 7 days. Didn't realize you can't go back.
If the substance ever becomes a real thing, it would be sold on Goop.com.
Yes, it would. One thing I saw, one criticism, was that it makes aging and looking old look like you turn into a monster. And I was like, well, that is true, because Demi Moore's finger, that's not what old people's hands look like.
No, I think that's true, but I do think that that's the point, is like, are a lot of people do feel like it does
that's
make you
what
a monster.
Yeah
So like,
no, I know.
I think that's just,
it would have kind of like, been interesting though if they just had her become a normal old person, like other than the very end monster. Like, would have been interesting if she had the exact same reaction, but she just looked like a normal old person. Because like, that would honestly hit the nail, because that's what's happening in the beginning, is Demi Moore looks fucking amazing and they fire her because she's too old and wrinkled and whatever. And it's like, I would kill her to look like her and I'm 29.
Yeah.
But that's the point. Mm-hmm. Like, she does look amazing. It's like the standards. I don't know. It was a good movie. I just was like, it's a little bit too long, dragged a little bit for me. There's no dialogue.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting.
Which kind of annoys me sometimes.
I agree. I mean, I realized like towards the end of the movie, I was like, wow, Margaret Qualley hasn't said like a word, basically.
And some of the sound effects.
Other than Sue. Hey, how did we land on Sue?
What's your name?
Sue.
Why did we land on Sue? Oh my God. Do you think Jack Antonoff is freaking obsessed though?
He's gotta be.
Unfortunately, hard to watch this movie and be like, wow, my girl's so hot, because there keeps being like squelching and all this horrible stuff.
But I am like, wait, Margaret, you don't look at Margaret Qualley and think she could be a pop star.
I thought the same thing. I was like, well, and she's not. And she is like an aerobic instructor.
No, I know, but the dancing was like pop star dancing. The way that she was like flipping her hair, that's not,
like, she's
most
obviously
people can't
beautiful,
do that.
But she kind of gives like good girl vibes in a way that Sue does not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was so surprised. Because she, I didn't think she'd be able to move her body the way that she did.
Didn't know she had a dance background. Now I do.
Yeah.
Now I know it.
I was impressed.
Now I for sure know that. Yeah, I thought it was good. I'm glad you watched it last night. What did you think of the one single boob that we got to see fall? That was like,
I do think that part was a little much.
I was like, okay, we get it. You're obsessed with boobs. Like, we get it.
But my last text was funny that I sent you.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's funnier? Okay, fine. Should I tell them?
No.
Why?
Well, I guess you can if you want.
Okay, you guys know that Nirvana shirt from Urban Outfitters? You know the one. Everybody had it during the pandemic, okay? And it was like their graphic tee dress thing, oversized.
It was a dress?
No, but it was like, it's called like the t-shirt dress, but they're not. It's just like their oversized graphic tee.
Okay, just making sure.
Hey, don't be a cunt.
No,
by
not
the way.
To you. Not
oh
to you.
Oh my God. No, you no, say no. to me, wait, that was
no,
dress
stop,
on you.
Stop, 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 stop.
Jesus Christ.
Stop. That's not what I meant.
What did you mean?
Well, I just meant like I have bought those shirts and like, that's supposed to be a dress?
You're like, Caroline, you are 3 inches off the ground and that's supposed to be a dress. Anyway, no, they're just like the oversized t-shirts and sometimes they call them like the t-shirt dress, but it's not really a dress. Anyway, it's covered in holes. I bought it that way. Okay, but mom will not believe, under her head, will not believe you if you tell her that, okay? Because she's like, no, Caroline ripped them. No, Caroline wore it every single day, wore it into the ground, washed it. And so she created all those holes in it. No,
that's
they were put there on purpose. Okay. Anyway, so if I were to wear the shirt, there are holes all over it. So sometimes, like, if I wasn't wearing a bra, my boob would just like be right there in a hole.
Kind of like how monster Illisu.
And by the way, thank you so much for referencing me to the monster.
Well, no, I'm just saying she puts on this dress, and at this point, she's like, there's like 6 different
bodies,
selves,
yeah,
morph into one like big amorphous creature.
Yes, it's like the most horrifying
and
thing on earth.
And there's just like one part of the dress that is a hole, and you just see
like
a nipple. And I was like, this is Caroline
in
her Nirvana shirt.
And so me, Kelly, and Anthony are watching The Substance, and Kelly goes, oh my God, why is that you with your Nirvana shirt? And then Phoebe watched it last night and texted me the exact same thing.
Also obsessed with the aesthetic of when she does become the monster and the name flashes. That is a Lady Gaga album announcement if I've ever seen
okay,
one.
Okay, also obsessed with the fact that she taped the
picture.
Oh my.
And also that harkens back to the beginning of the movie when we watched them take just her
yes.
face off the
yes.
billboard.
Yes.
Some of the symbolism, and this is why like I think we need to learn that there's just middle roads with movies where like
yeah.
even when there's an artsy movie that is kind of not super mainstream, it doesn't mean that it is like the most genius, like
right.
most symbolic thing that's ever happened. This was pretty on the nose. If you're not someone who's gonna watch a movie for that, you still would walk away. It's impossible not to know what the movie's
yeah.
about. So some people I see online that are acting like this is like some like real
mm-hmm.
incredible think piece on getting
yeah.
older. It's like, I don't know. I mean, it was clearly original.
Yes.
It was clearly
definitely
an original idea.
It seems, here's my, did I say this to you last night? I was like, I feel like the film is perfect for a film festival. You know, like it's meant for that kind of audience who is watching it under the lens of like, I want the like.
But also not too much. You know what I mean?
What
of like,
mean?
It falls in the middle of like, this would play at a film festival and it is meant for those people. But there are certain people in those circles that are always going to like try to make it more than it is.
Uh-huh.
The truth is this
yeah.
movie can just be like it was like there were the one scene where we get the flowers in the beginning and it says, everyone loved you, or like
yeah.
there's like a past tense word, and we see the flowers, and even just seeing the flowers with the note, I was like, that's a little on the nose
mm-hmm.
that we're seeing like everyone loved you.
Yeah.
And then they zoom in to the word that like signals to the
yeah.
like it's past tense. And I'm like, okay, can you trust the viewer a little bit more to
no.
understand? Which is why in my head I'm like, they wanted this to go mainstream, I think.
I think so too. And so that's why I think though, like this cut is like the perfect thing for the film festival. There were a few edits before you bring it mainstream, I think.
Yeah.
And like some of, and I think length is one. I think we could have trimmed 15 minutes off for the mainstream release. And I think it's because it's a lot of the same shit over and over and over again. Like, you know what I
mean? But then what's interesting is it was a lot of the same stuff, but I would have liked to see Margaret Qualley's character wrestle with the stabilizer a little bit more. Like, I would have liked it, like, instead of like the first week that she makes it through, basically, she's like, I need to do this more. So I'm going to start, like, if we had, I wanted to see her sympathize with herself a little bit more and see a struggle there rather than immediately go to like, they just like hate each other.
Because I was just like, you are the same person though. Like, the only reason Margaret Qualley, the only reason Sue knows what to do when she's lucid is because Demi wants this. Like, Demi Moore wants this career still. Elizabeth Sparkle still wants this career. That's why she did this. And Sue knows that because Sue is Demi Moore.
I thought the blowing of the kiss was a little on the nose. If I'm like,
I know.
I'm like, girl.
I'm like, wait, what's going on here? I'm like, wait, and is then, this the substance?
And then you get in, and then you get into an interview on The Tonight Show and they ask you about it and you are like, oh no, I'm not really familiar with her work. You said the exact thing that she said in Blue. You did exactly what she did.
Yeah. No,
I'm not familiar. My mom watched her.
Oh God, Sue.
And that was so funny. Demi Moore watching that interview and as she's making the food.
Oh my God. I'm like, so I know.
And when they have their,
she looks like Mother Gothel.
Their ultimate fight at the end.
Oh my God.
I was a little bit like, oh my God, girl, you gotta stop.
I know.
You
gotta stop.
And then the mirror was not broken though.
Well, I think there's a lot of like distorting, like what is real,
which is kind of like the Smile movie.
Did you watch it? The first one?
No.
Oh.
Did you see Smile 2?
No. I saw the first one.
Together we have the full story.
Together we really know what's up. Okay, so Rosetta Stone. I loved learning Spanish in high school and college, but one thing I struggled with was quickly translating my English thoughts to Spanish words. And don't even get me started on the accent. But lo and behold, Rosetta Stone came along and changed everything for me. There's a reason it's the most trusted language learning program. I mean, it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. And you've heard us talk about it in previous episodes, but Rosetta Stone really helps me to not only speak in Spanish, but also think in Spanish. There are no English translations, and it's a really intuitive process designed to help you pick it up fast without sacrificing long-term retention. It even has a speech recognition tool that's like a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years, with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It's super convenient and flexible. There's a desktop version and a really awesome app. And honestly, it's just an amazing value. You get a lifetime membership to all of the languages they offer. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. The Pretty Little Podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. Phoebe, is there anything worse than the week before your period? The sleeplessness, breakouts, the cravings, and the blah, blah, blah. PMS is the worst. Luckily, now it's easier to manage with Estro Control.
Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, and the way it eases PMS is pretty interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, which is where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. When that estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women may start having PMS, blemishes, cravings, you know the drill.
Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month. PMS isn't robbing me of a week of my life every month anymore. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST at checkout.
Again, that's happymammoth.com and use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST for 15% off today.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
I did something really exciting this weekend. I went to the South Hills Village Mall, which formerly is not that exciting.
No, never.
Well, they now have a new department store called Von Maur.
I think it's going to change the game.
No, I think it already has. Amber and I have plans to go after work one day this week spend hours.
We need to move. The South Hills Village Mall has needed a rebrand for a long time, and they tried to give it one in like 2014 when they redid the food court and everything. But it's needed to go in the direction of an Atlanta suburban mall.
Exactly. And that's what we're starting to do.
Because the side where Ulta is,
it is now an entrance.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous.
It's and that's how you're going to feel about the whole department store. I walked in, the marble pillars,
Mom
like
is
it's
so
gorgeous.
Excited.
I walk in and didn't even realize it was open yet. Walk in. It's first of all popping. They've got this insane shoe selection. If you think the shoe section at Nordstrom is even okay,
which is crazy,
you're crazy. This is so much better. And they have a fireplace, a burning fireplace with like comfy chairs for people who are like trying on shoes.
Mom was trying to explain this to me because there's one at the Perimeter Mall.
Uh-huh.
And so she was really excited when they announced that it was going to go in. And she was like, it's kind of like Harrods, but like American. It has like every department. It's like a real department store.
It is a real department. I could spend an entire day in there. So first of all, like the little fireplace, I was like, this is such a nice touch. Like, oh my God. Because it was burning. It was so nice. Then they've got like the guy section. They have a whole winter coat section. They have a whole, like they have the jewelry counters.
Everybody's in suits, right?
Who works there, yeah. And then people were like shopping the jewelry counters, which like I haven't seen in South Hills Village Mall in years.
Ever?
Like they're all just like with attendants, whatever. The people who work there, so nice to me. Like I was walking and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She goes, no, I'm trying to dance, but I want to lead. And like I was like, okay, what? Are we having a biggie blast? Are we cha-ching? Like I was like, this is amazing. Two floors. There's like a whole makeup section. There's a whole like handbag section, like everything.
How's it look?
Dresses. In
the
tons
mall.
Of dresses, which is also like, thank God, because if you have an event,
yeah,
there's never anything in that mall.
No.
You have to go to Macy's, which like I'm not doing.
Oh my God.
So,
and it used to be JCPenney.
I know. There is like nothing unless you want loungewear, basically. Like you have Target and you have Macy's and they're like, good luck, you know? But now
or Dick's.
They've got this dress. Like I already found some dresses I want to go back and try on, which was exciting.
I should go because I have the CMA after party coming up.
Oh, you should. Well, there's a really cute dress actually that I'm already thinking of that you would look really good on you that I wanted to try on. It's Steve Madden. Burnt orange. It's a fit and flare and it has like it's really pretty.
Maybe
we
maybe
should go. Okay, then you go downstairs, full toy section.
Yes, that's what Mom is saying.
Oh my God, I was like, this is unbelievable.
Legos.
What
Legos.
Oh yeah, Legos. Like they have a bunch of girl toys, a bunch of boy toys. Not that it matters.
No. I mean, especially to a young Phoebe.
Especially to a young Phoebe.
me in the McDonald's drive-through line. Mom, and don't
they're
forget
like,
to ask for
okay,
the boy
wait,
toy.
That is insane that they used to be like, and girl or boy. When you order food at McDonald's,
you
it's like,
to, like
none of your business.
You just have to like show your birth certificate.
I know, they're like girl or boy. You pull up, they see, they're like girl. They pull up, they see Phoebe and what she's wearing and they're like, did you lie? Do you need to go to confession now? They're like, are you trying to cheat us? And she's like, no, I am a girl, but maybe they'll give me the boy toy. Mom said girl by accident, slip of the tongue. But I want the G.I. Joe. So,
but I will,
used to give
I will say the boy toys were always better because you would get like full action figures.
Yeah, we get Barbies and the girl toys.
Not when I was a kid. They used to just be like little like keychain, like little like stuffed animal keychains. I wanted the action
guys,
figures.
Everyone needs a sister like Phoebe because here's the thing. When you're growing up, I never had to make her be Ken. Like Barbie, she was like down. Anyway, okay. Von Maur. Yeah. So anyway, I think you're going to love it.
What's
right
it
when
look
I walked
like
in,
when you did you walk in from the Ulta entrance or the
mall? Because I didn't realize there was an entrance. Then when I got to the other side, I was like,
okay, because I want to know what it looks like in the mall. Because it's just been, guys, this used to be a Sears and the Sears has been closed. The Sears has been closed since I was like 8 years old.
It is real. And they have a whole like Home Goods section, whole Christmas section. They have a whole Penn State section.
Maybe tomorrow I'll go to the mall because I need to go to Old Navy too.
You will love it. Like it, I had so much fun there.
I was going to say I'm going to invest, but I'm not. I'm going to get the cheapest one I can. I want a pea coat.
Oh,
for
I
the winter
too.
So that I can wear it like Christmas Eve mass. Like I want like a nice winter coat that looks nice. Now that I'm old and an adult, I need to have like better, and I also need better sweaters that don't I didn't wear in high school.
Airy.
I need like not quite airy. I love airy, but they are, I feel like sometimes those do border on like they look a little too young for what I'm going for.
okay, I am 6 years older than Phoebe. And I just suggested she shop at Aerie, and she goes,
No, but I just mean, like,
for what I think
that, like, what I mean is, like, I need, like, a just nice cable knit sweaters. That
Phoebe's like, listen, I want to be taken seriously. Okay.
I can't walk into a business meeting with a red sweater that says, oh dear, with antlers on it.
Obviously not. That's not what I'm suggesting.
Well, that's basically what you buy at Aerie.
No, you can buy a lot of plain sweaters. I used to have one of every color.
What you basically buy at Aerie is a red sweater that says, oh dear, with antlers on it.
Okay, and that is true for some people, but they also sell other things and you're just not looking in the right spot. I'm sorry, that's what catches your eye. I'm sorry, that's the style you are most drawn to. What do you think about people who are just now realizing about theater kids with this Wicked stuff? They're like, what the hell?
I know,
the, with Ari and Cynthia crying all the time. I am like, what do you mean, what the hell?
The only reaction I had to that was like, oh, it's so sweet. It's giving, like, because even people who weren't exactly theater kids, even though Caroline and I did sing La Vie Boheme A and B last night, so I am theater kid adjacent, but in high school,
yeah, passing, I would say.
I wasn't a theater, I knew more words than you last night.
You might have, and I was in the show.
I love that song. I was, any group of kids that had any sort of desire to be on a stage has a little bit of theater kid on them. And like in the percussion program, our director at the end of our concerts to say goodbye to the seniors would make us all sit in the little theater, mm-hmm. and he would sit on a stool in front of all of us. And we would, like, all day the seniors have been giving goodbye speeches and, like, all this stuff about what the program means to them, et cetera, et cetera. And then we'd all have to sit and, like, look at each other, and he would play For Good from Wicked on the speakers and make us all, like, sit and get ready to miss each other.
Here's what I'll say, though. That is insane, but like, what's worse? Because for me, every end of a show, every end of theater in high school, whatever it was, we also listened to For Good, but two of us sang it. it was actually two people would be chosen by the teacher to sing it. It was always me.
Before Caroline got to high school, it was always just seniors that were picked.
How many times have I sung For Good at something? The limit does not exist.
You sang For Good at Mrs. Kennedy's memorial.
Yeah, I have to sing it at all kinds of things.
I have to sing it at everything.
I'm singing it next week somewhere.
I had to sing it at Von Mar.
I walked in, they're like, finally, we needed someone to sing For Good. you look like you've got it in you. Anyway, yeah, but they would make people sing it. And then it's like, I don't know what's worse, playing it over the loud, like, because nobody can sing it, and so just like making you guys listen to it and look at each other, or at least
just
like
really
we have something for
words.
You to watch.
We really would just have to sit there and soak in the words.
That is crazy. Wait, I didn't realize Ariana. Oh, they've gotten like 800 tattoos together. Have you seen? They've gotten like 10 together.
And guys, this is what happens when theater kids are allowed to be in a major motion picture together.
Well, and they were talking about it. And it was like the very beginning when like they didn't know if the movie was going to be good yet. And they had gotten all these tattoos together. And Jonathan Chu was like,
guys, okay,
it's a little extreme. And they were like, wait, should we not be getting like tattoos?
What's fun? It's kind of like when Beanie Feldstein and Caitlin Dever did Booksmart. And they, without meeting each other, decided that while they were filming, they were going to live together.
Like, I mean, that's crazy.
Before they even met each other, they're like, we'll just be roommates for the whole time. What if we, but they, it ended up working because I love that movie and they like really.
Because Phoebe loves that movie, it worked.
Oh, no, but they've got
but
great.
If Phoebe didn't love that movie, it would not have been a go. It would not have worked.
It worked for them. So, yes.
Well, they got For Good in green tattooed on their palms so that they, when they touch hands, it, yeah.
At first I was like, For Good is so cute. Like, that's the tattoo to get.
Yeah, and then Ariana got like the original sketch of Glinda on her hand.
Then they can do a handprint
on my
heart.
Wait, oh no, that was the thing I said. That hilarious video, which for a second I thought was an SNL sketch. It was so funny.
It was so funny.
And the girl's name was Caroline.
And it's so you.
The girl's name was Caroline. She's like, oh yeah, I'm not gonna like Wicked.
This person comes in and is like, I'm so excited to see Wicked. And the girl was like, excited? Excited doesn't even begin to cover it for me. And the girl's like, yeah, me too. And the girl's like, yeah, me too. I've been obsessed with it ever since I was a kid. And the girl's like,
Obsessed? Juvenile. I think you mean touched.
And you know, I got an echocardiogram. And they actually found, guess what? a handprint on my heart.
That is
and then wait, there was funny. there was one that was funny that she like breaks at the end because she didn't expect the other person to say another line.
Yes.
Because she's like, I got my tickets before they even went on sale. And the girl behind the camera goes, you can get tickets already?
Yeah. She's like, I didn't get mine yet. Sorry.
the girl tries to start acting and then she laughs.
It was, I mean, that is, I'm gonna be that insufferable.
You have been. No, I don't mean. Sorry, I didn't think you were gonna
did
say.
Everybody, hear that?
I did not think you were gonna say insufferable.
Yeah, but what did you think I was gonna say?
I thought you were gonna say I'm just gonna be that way, and I was like, you have been because Anthony can't critique one thing about the film.
Well, that's because he hasn't seen it.
He can't even critique something about the trailer.
Well,
though.
He has nothing worthwhile to say about it.
He's a little bit of a contrarian, though.
I know he is. And that's why it gets so, he does it to piss me off and it works. And I'm like, can you not though? Cause you're having fun. I'm not. And neither is anybody else. Like it's, you need to stop. He keeps being like, I'm just going to be so annoyed if it's all CGI. I'm like, well, we know it isn't. Mm-hmm. We know it's not. So shut up. Or when he was like, well, I mean, I hope it's good. I just movie musicals typically. We know they're singing live. We've seen it. They sound amazing. Shut the fuck up. I'm not taking slander about it because it is perfect. I already know that.
You haven't seen it yet.
I already know that because if it wasn't perfect, people would be telling me. They would be jumping at every chance they could to tell me personally.
Especially Renee Rapp.
Like Renee Rapp, the critics, like they would not be praising Ariana to the point that she's like sobbing.
Anthony and I were talking about this and I was like, these critics who had preemptive worries about the film have walked them all back, and he goes, yeah, you know how critics watch films, they watch them on their TV or on their computer and they're not even watching it half the time.
Like, you mean at the premiere? We've been seeing them.
That's what
the
I was like, no, some
premieres.
Of them are watching in theaters, and even if they're not, like, it's their job to critique them. And he says, and you don't phone it in for a couple hours at your job every day.
Oh wow. And you were like, okay, touche. That was one of my favorite Drake and Josh episodes ever. It was the dad goes, capice? And Josh goes, it's capiche. And he goes, touche.
This is kind of Chris Connell coded.
I thought it was so funny. Anyway, I can't wait to see the Wicked the movie. Next week, I did get a headband to wear, but it's pretty demure, I would say. It's not.
Yeah, it's not in your face.
In your face, Wicked, but.
But she will be wearing a full ball gown underneath it.
But then underneath the headband, I'll be wearing a full ball gown. I'm so excited. I just think like, it just is. Well, the other thing is, I like that they started out that commercial we both cried at today with the little girls watching The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. Because like that.
That's where it comes from.
Yes. And that is also like, I just have so many memories of being a child and like coming home from kindergarten or whatever. Yeah. And watching Wizard of Oz. Like that was my favorite movie ever. Mm-hmm. And it's just like such a special movie to me. So like there are people who love Wicked who don't love Wizard of Oz that way. So it's like, it's just a different thing. But like, I just do feel like it's going to like heal something in me. Because also I have to say when I saw, so I've never seen Wicked on Broadway, but I saw the national tour and I just was like, it was obviously amazing. But I remember thinking it wasn't as like mind blowing as I wanted it to be. And I think this movie is going to be capable of doing that.
I think so. I saw it here on the tour and then I actually saw it in the West End.
In the West End.
In the West End, I saw it.
My sister saw it in the West End.
And costumes, exquisite.
Oh.
Everything else.
Well, sometimes they don't sound loud enough. When the entire ensemble is singing, I want it to sound like a wall of sound. I don't care about sound mixing anymore.
I also am like, did you guys have to be British?
This is an American play. I know in the West End and I'm talking like this now, but you guys have to be British for the Wicked show, for the Wicked play.
I got off the plane at Heathrow.
I got off the plane at Heathrow.
And now I'm talking like
you
this.
You know I love a London boy. I never heard that song before today. Horn's been spleened. Horn's been spleened. I can't do
can't.
It.
She does it. I mean, if I close my eyes, no.
Please?
If I close my eyes, I would have thought that that was...
Ron's.
I would have thought that it was Emma Watson. What did you think of the interview? I loved it, obviously, but dynamic-wise.
She said so many times on this press tour how much she loves connecting with people, which, like, okay, so I don't know her personally, but I do know this to be true because I have multiple friends who have done shows with her or things with her, so... one of my friends is named Jordan. He was the first black block on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And she follows him on Instagram. And she like went to go see the show that, and he was in it. And they like met. And it was this whole thing. And I'll periodically like just go check to see if she still follows him. Cause I'm like, I bet she unfollowed. No, she still follows him. And then when she did Hairspray Live, I knew one of the nicest kids. And she still follows him too. And I was like, okay, she did not have to befriend any of the nicest kids in that show. No. Like, she's Penny Pinkleton. She could have showed up, left. Like, that would have been enough. I believe her so much when she's like, I love connecting with people. And, like, I want to, like, be in it. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be friends with everybody. Which I also think is a disease of theater and why showmances happen a lot. And why, like, I think it's really hard for people who are in show business to, like, have relationships. Because they, in the moment.
Yeah, we're looking at you, Sutton, and... What the fuck is your name? I can't think of it right now. Hugh
Jackman?
Yeah.
Caroline broke that news months ago.
I know. I do remember us talking about that.
Yes. And it was just like a whisper.
Yes.
And I was like, word on the street is that Sutton and Hugh are both leaving their marriages for each other. Music Man is closing and they're leaving each other.
Crazy. And the poll quote this
week.
And
everybody knows it. It's like everyone on Broadway is like, well, they're really in love.
That was the quote this week. They were like, and they're just so in love. Oh my God.
And like, and it was like, even when they were in their marriages, like everyone on Broadway like knew that they were together. And it was just like,
guys,
what
we gotta
it was.
Be better. We gotta
but
be
so it's
better.
Like, I understand it's your whole life and you put everything. Like, it does feel like that. But ultimately, it's just a moment.
But it's like your marriage is your whole life.
It's just a moment, really.
You put your whole life into that. So
a
it's
show
like,
could last one night. It could last 100 nights. It could last 1,000 nights.
But it's not going to last forever.
But it's not going to last forever. And you are not going to last forever in that show. So, like, you need to have a life that exists before and after. And I think a lot of people forget that when they're in, like, showbiz.
Yeah.
And I understand how that happens. Like, I see how that happened with Ariana, especially if she wasn't happy. And her wanting to connect with everybody and like finding it with Ethan. I'll be interested to see when Wicked is fully over if they are still together.
Yeah, I wonder. I hope so.
Well, I sure hope so too. I mean, I don't really want them to be together,
but this,
for
it's
what
like,
they sacrifice, they better fucking be together mm-hmm. till the end. They really better.
It's like how I feel about Travis and Taylor, kind of. I can't take the fallout if you two break up.
Well, yes. Well, yes. It's going to be...
I just hope she knows that
stay
we'll
back,
have
please.
I just hope that she knows we will have to answer for it. She won't. We will.
Well, yeah, no. She'll write an album that she'll get ripped apart for and people will say she's a whore and she's only things about men. So she will have to answer for it. She'll just have her comments turned off.
Exactly. Like, and know,
We don't because we're brave. We're gonna face it. we don't except for that every time I post a TikTok, it does have the comments turned off and I have to go manually turn it back on.
We hope the vitriol's gotten that bad.
Well, and it's TikTok like in the first 5 minutes, it's like that's when I need the comments to be rolling in.
Yeah.
And like if they don't, it could really determine how well this video does. This content, this filthy content
right.
I'm making.
It's, Paul, and it's filthy.
This filthy fucking content I'm making. Anyway. I just think it's funny how people are acting like they didn't realize theater kids are like this. And I, similarly to how we both feel about Taylor sometimes, where we're like, girly, I'm going to have to answer for that. That's how I felt about Ariana and Cynthia crying all the time in these videos. Because I was like, okay, well, now I've seen 3 interviews I started crying in. The 4th one, the internet is going to start having an opinion on this. And they're going to start saying, why are they crying all the time? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to have to be like, guys, stop, stop. We were so with you. And then you kept crying. And now, like, the mainstream doesn't get it. I understand you're just theater people. This is, like, part of it.
Yeah.
But the mainstream doesn't know that. And so they're seeing you do this, and they're like, this is performative. This is weird. This is... And it's, like, the way we feel about Taylor when she wears a really bad outfit or she wins a Grammy she shouldn't win. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel when they cry in all these interviews.
Right. But I do think the crying... I think the world just needs to get a grip.
Get a grip. You guys don't understand how special... Imagine if you were playing Alphaba and Glinda. I don't know an Alphaba and Glinda pair
they,
who haven't felt like this about
couldn't,
each other.
They can't. Understand it
like
and they don't like especially with a show like Wicked they just don't and I think that because a lot of people feel like they it's like the video you're talking about and I'm about to sound like the Caroline in that video mm. A lot of people feel like because Wicked is so mainstream and it's mm-hmm. like the musical everybody's seen it because it comes to every town every year
right
basically I think people feel like they get it
mm-hmm.
and they understand like
well that's yeah
and I feel like they in their head that it doesn't it's been in their cultural lexicon forever mm-hmm. It's not like it's something that they feel like they have to understand but they don't understand like the Adina and Kristen relationship
right.
Of like They just, they don't, sorry, they don't get it.
And it's also like, it's also like these women like made each other too. Like, it's like both of them are stars on their own, but they really couldn't do it without the other person. And that's something that's beautiful about it too, is it's like two very different people had to come together to like give us what we're going to get. And I believe that they both took such great care of it. And it's like, there are some shows that make you feel like, that's how I felt about Rent, where I was like,
I think a lot of people probably feel that way about that show specifically.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, it is what it is. So anyway, and I was trying to explain to some of my students, I was like, Wicked is like the Hamilton of my generation. So it's like, if we didn't already have a Hamilton movie.
Also, it's like, I mean, I feel like Wicked is more, not that Hamilton's emotional, but Wicked is much more accessible and easier to connect to.
It's a fictional story.
But it's also the emotions.
So it's easier to connect to.
Well, I just think the emotions that it explores are easier to connect to. Whereas Hamilton, it feels like.
Hamilton is a history lesson.
You're being told a story.
Yes, exactly.
And it's very, and it's, there are emotional points to it, but it's not like you necessarily see yourself in a lot of those characters.
Well, this is why I'm concerned that people are, as we've said, going to have an issue with this movie being two parts, which like I'm so happy about. And I'm so happy we only have to wait 1 year for the second part.
Thank
like,
God.
Yes, it's going to be, I mean, it's perfect because I won't get sick of the first part before then. Like it's not.
I mean, I'm going to see it like 4 times before Christmas.
I am
at least.
I already have tickets to see it twice.
Now that I have AMC stubs, my 3 movies every week are going to be used on that every
day. I know,
day.
But the thing is, we're not going to go to an AMC tonight because I will have to pay for my ticket.
What if I can get you a cheaper ticket than what it would cost at Cinemark?
You won't be able to because I will get us both a discount on our tickets at Cinemark and I'll get us both 20% off on our concessions.
All right, fine.
And I'm only 3 trips away from hitting platinum. So thank you. I need this. Thank you. Okay, let's quickly look. Ugh, gosh, time is just running away. Is how it feels. Well, lots of people are like, do you want to talk about the election? It's like, no. I think we did. I think we talked about the election.
Well, we also don't have time to talk about it now.
No, we're not going to talk about it. And it's not even about, it's just like, you all know how we feel.
Yeah.
So.
But don't lose hope.
Right. All right, let's do our rotations.
Yeah, you're first.
I am. I'm Dream.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Because I was laying in bed last night like, what am I going to do? And I already had some written down for Dream. Okay, first up is Sherry Renee Scott. And this was brought to me because Ariana mentioned her as one of the things that told her culture was for her when she was on Lost Culture. For those of you who don't know, Sherry Renee Scott plays Amneris in Aida. And that is one of the first musicals that taught me that theater and culture were for me. And my strongest suit in the musical Aida is one of the greatest. So you know that one, right? Dress has always been my strongest suit. Overwear. It's so good. Anyway. So Sherry Renee Scott, I just forgot about you for a second, and that's my bad. And that's my bad because My Strongest Suit is one of the greatest songs in the musical theater lexicon. Next up, okay, I can't believe, I might as well put Ariana Grande on here because next up is movie one, Hermione Granger. But Ron isn't Splinch in the first movie, so not really. It is on here because I watched Sorcerer's Stone the other day, and this diva, she shows up, she goes, "Hi, I'm Hermione Granger, and you are?" Okay, bitch.
Guys, I just need you to understand that like when I see pictures of little Caroline, that is her personality.
It's just me.
Like that picture of you in that purple coat over there.
1,000. I'm Hermione Granger. And you are? I mean, she's such a little bitch. She walks in and she looks at Ron and gives him like this look. And then she looks at Harry and she's like, Petrificus Totalis. Oh, wait, that's not it. Oculus Reparo. That's it. Sorry. And it's just like insane. She comes in and she schools these boys. She's like, I run this. Thank you. And they're like, she is a lot. I'm obsessed. That's what
the boys say.
Anyway, last, I'm just going to put her on there. Ariana Grande. I am proud of her for the work she's doing. I think she is going to blow us all away as Galinda. I think people are going to be proven wrong who have bad attitudes about it. I think we need to stop making her a singular sensation, okay? Mm-hmm. She contains multitudes. She can do a lot. She's not just pop star
and
Ariana
Grande. I think
we
better get used to this direction because I feel like
this is where
she's headed.
She's saying, and she said it. She was like, musical theater is a lot better for me, for her mind, which I can't relate to, but I'm happy for her.
Well, I also think that it's just like, I think that it's really like home for her. Mm-hmm. And I not to get dark, but they were all on stage and they were talking about their first roles. Mm-hmm. And she talked about Don't Look Up as her first like screen role. And she just like completely had Victorious blocked from her mind.
Oh my God.
Until John M. Chu said that the first thing he ever did was like being an extra on a Nickelodeon show. And she was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
She was like, that was 6 years. Like, but and you can tell by how shocked she is that she forgot.
She had a whole show called Cat and Sam.
Exactly. Like, it just completely
was
wet.
That's trauma. That's mind. Sad.
And so I think that to go back to theater, which is what she did before that, is probably like super healing for her, which is what she's been saying about this whole experience.
Yes.
And it's been really cool to see, and I just wish the public would be more receptive to it.
I know. I think they're going to all be tail between their legs once they see it. You can't deny talent when it's in front of you. Like, you really can't. You can't. And right now she's talking a lot about it, and so you guys can't, like, figure it out. But I'm telling you.
You're going to get
it. You're not going to be disappointed.
I don't think so.
All right. Your turn.
First is going to be Zach Bryan.
Work!
I can't believe the things that I've heard about this man, and it sucks because I really like his music. I thought he was like the next Bruce Springsteen, but Bruce Springsteen wouldn't do the shit that this guy's doing.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
He's such an evil little man, and he's clearly spiraling because he can't stop posting on a story. Not like,
really?
He's just like posting like songs he's listening to, and like he's like in Oklahoma. Like he's just like posting a lot, I think, to hopefully like, I don't know, but it's just, it's not the story of someone who's doing well with what's going on. I'm rarely on Dave Portnoy's side, but with this, I think it's really, I think we could work on our selective feminism, but I do think that it's sweet to see the way that he's like riding for Brianna. I'm not a huge fan of her either, but I think that it's Zach's fault that I'm not. I was introduced to her when she and Zach started dating. And that just put a really bad taste in my mouth. And the way that she would talk about certain things and the way she would talk about Taylor Swift, she just didn't get any of it. And now she's like listening to Taylor's music. And she's like, I just don't think I had experienced anything that made me feel the way that I needed to feel to like understand these songs.
Here's what. Sorry, girly. Last night I was on TikTok and I see a TikTok and it's them going, if you want to go to the Eras tour, you should have to sing every line of The Bridge from Other Side of the Door. And it's just playing. And I'm sorry, but I listened to just the TikTok of just that bridge like 15 times
so
in my
good.
Bed. Like, others are in your face with the beautiful eyes and the faded picture of a beautiful nun. And oh, wait, I got it wrong. Carry me from the best part is
okay,
broke down
go.
Crying. Was it worth this mess after everything in that little black dress? Oh, it's so good. Okay, anyway. Yeah, so I'm sorry. If you never experienced it, maybe you need to see that TikTok.
So, yeah, he's on there. He just, I can't even freaking believe it. Next is,
wait, can I say a mean thing?
Yeah.
He is not cute.
He's not that cute.
He's not cute enough to have done the damage he did.
No.
Like, I'm sorry, dude, where do you get off? Where do you get the right?
And he just bought her this beautiful house. Like,
now
like,
she's to burn
where
it down.
She, like, where she grew up. Like, by where her parents live.
Oh my God. Is she living in it?
No, she's moving out. Like, they Woo! Bought it to raise a family in.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Next is people that can't have fun and
okay, real
the stuff about like, it's just honestly about anything. Like if you just can't have fun, it's so annoying. These people that are like such contrarians.
Are you talking about my husband?
No, not just Anthony. It's just
not
like
just Anthony.
Which is everybody online. It's like, just let people have fun.
Yeah, they can't.
And it's frustrating. Next is, and we're not going to get too into, obviously the election, but just anybody that's hating on Pod Save America right now, it's really pissing me off. I'm defensive
of
them.
I haven't seen anything.
Well, it's, I think it's a very small group of people that like think that
the 30.
It's just, it's just like these people that think that we shouldn't be looking critically at the campaign. We can think that she ran a great campaign and still want to learn from the things that, no, there's no such thing as a perfect campaign.
Yeah.
So this idea that we can't critique
well,
anything.
Well, obviously wasn't perfect because she lost.
But it's this idea that people keep saying of like, she only had 100 days and she ran a perfect campaign. It's like, that can be true. And we can also want to learn from the places that she may have made.
Yeah.
And it's not even about her making mistakes. But it's like, Obama didn't run perfect campaigns and he won them. So it's like,
well,
I think this
like,
idea that we are above introspection as a party is really frustrating me. And the idea that Pod Save America hasn't is like too critical of the party is crazy to me.
When
we
it's
should
a very
be critical
liberal show, isn't it?
It's yes. Crooked media was started to be an answer to red pilling content.
Oh, okay.
And it hasn't obviously reached the height that those things, but it's supposed to be basically like liberal Fox News, yeah, kind of. And so it's like, I just think, I get it. We can give it a week. We can like give it a little bit of time and to mourn and grieve everything. But like, we do have to start reevaluating. And
yeah,
I don't know. I just saw a TikTok today that really like annoyed me, and it felt so like out of step with where I think we need to go. And mm-hmm, like, he was like talking about how Bernie's statement and AOC's like videos have been not the direction we need to go in. And it's like, well, clearly they are.
Right.
Because they both won their seats, right, and a lot of their, yeah, constituents voted a different way for the presidency. Yeah. So like, they are in touch to something that we are not all in touch to. And I just think the idea that we don't need to reevaluate what could have been better in this campaign is really like elitist. And I think the elitism is what's losing us elections.
I've seen videos of people who voted the other way, the way I didn't vote, saying a woman cannot run our country. Women saying it. And I'm just like, love yourself. I'm so sorry you believe that. That's so sad. And here's the thing. There are a lot of people that are like, what a cop out that you would say that. That's not true. That's not what people think. And that might be true. But it's like, you can't have both. Either I'm going to look at her campaign and say, okay, here's what we could have done better. Or I'm going to say she shouldn't have lost. The only reason she could have lost is because she's a woman. Because she had a perfect campaign. You know what I mean? So it's like, what do you want?
I mean, I think that there are definitely people that didn't vote for her because she's a woman. But
it
I
just
think
like makes me.
But I do think that if that's another argument, that if that's going to be the argument, we're not going to get anything done if that's what we blame everything on.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like the right, especially, is going to be like, oh, well, liberals love to say it's just because you're a woman. And it's like, okay, well. And
there's just this lack of care for the vast majority of Americans that fall in the middle.
Right. The mistake wasn't a woman running for president.
No, yeah.
So anyway, okay, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Hopefully this was a fun, more lighthearted episode than last week. I apologize for not getting that season.
Even though
six.
Last week's episode was fun and lighthearted.
I couldn't listen to it. I was too embarrassed. Not really about that. I was more embarrassed about crying.
Oh.
I don't even know if you left it in. So like, I couldn't listen to it. I think you did because someone said something about it.
Yeah, I did.
But yeah, I'm still getting comfy talking about stuff. But I do find that when I do talk about mental health stuff, I get a lot of feedback that's like appreciative of it. You know, it's a process. But if it means something to you, I appreciate you for like listening and letting me know that too, because it's hard. Anyway. Season 6, episode 1 is going to come out on Thursday. Sorry I didn't come out last week. We just couldn't make it work. But this week you will get it, and it will be worth the wait, I promise. I'm so excited to jump in. It will be another IRL episode, which is just such a gift to everybody. And that is about it. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you next week.
And
I'm walking here.
And I'm
need a coffee light
here.
And sweet. That's the Elmo thing. Does Elmo have a New York accent? Well, Elmo doesn't think so. A New York accent sounds like, nah, I'm walking here.
And that's,
let me get a coffee light and sweet.
And that's just drama.
And that is just, I'm a monster, naturally.